الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولنذيقنهم من العذاب الأدنى دون العذاب الأكبر لعلهم يرجعون صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, some weeks back we had started the discussion on the recent earthquake that happened in Turkey. And because of that, we had also gone on for two Jummas to make mention of some historical aspect and background of Turkey. Now we come back after those making mention of those historical background upon the discussion that we had started upon, keeping in mind that since that particular earthquake that had taken place, there have been more earthquakes that had taken the lives of many people since then in Greece and in Taiwan, etc. We should be aware that no one can accurately predict earthquakes or when it will occur. And even if we can predict earthquakes or we can predict other natural disasters such as hurricanes and tornadoes, natural disasters are a stark reminder to human beings that how weak, fragile and helpless human beings are. If we would have been able to completely harness the power and the forces of nature, it could bring an illusion amongst human beings that we are the masters of this universe. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only grants us the ability with regard to predicting these type of events to the extent that he wants or he wills. Ya ma'ashara al-jinni wal-ins, O community of jinnat and humankind, in istata'tum an tanfudhu min aqtari samawati wal-ard, if you have the ability to pierce the heavens and earth, fanfudhu, go ahead and do it. La tanfudhuna illa bisultan, you would not be able to do except if Allah Ta'ala authorizes it. Respected brothers, the power of the most arrogant rulers and countries of this world is nothing compared to the power of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes manifested by a small earthquake. And a survivor, an eyewitness of an earthquake, had once written in a book, and he says that those who have not witnessed earthquakes can never understand the trauma of those people who have survived an earthquake. All of a sudden the earth shakes. You realize that you have no control over matters whatsoever. Things are falling all around you. Things are breaking. Your house can catch and get into fire because of the broken gas lines. Your house can be flooded all of a sudden because of the broken water lines. You find dogs shrieking, the alarm cars howling, and all around you things are falling and things are breaking. And most importantly, you just see shaking, shaking and shaking. All this fear and anxiety and uncertainty brings about a question that why does this happen? What is the purpose behind it? What can human beings do with regard to it? There have been various explanations given, and some of them very funny. Hindu mythology record that the earth is carried by 80 elephants. And when one of them grows tired and he becomes weary, he rests his legs for a little while. This causes the earth to shake. Modern science today scoffs at this particular explanation. They have got their own explanation. Their explanation runs something like this, that there are waves that run through the earth. And when those waves run through the earth and travel through the earth to relieve the stress which is caused by creeping motions of tectonic plates around the earth faults, and when the earth moves to relieve those stress, you find that an earthquake takes place. And the earthquake takes place, they further tell us, that a tremor occurs somewhere in the world every 30 seconds. And out of those particular tremors, 3,000 of them annually cause the surface of the earth to move noticeably. And about 20 of them annually cause severe distortions. We find the information illuminating. We find the knowledge of the forces of nature very impressive. We find that the knowledge and what the statements very precise. They even have charts, graphs, and maps to show out how the waves travel and how the earth moves around the faults. On a practical level, one wonders that how much better human beings are for this knowledge, that earthquakes are caused not by an elephant becoming tired or weary, but it is caused by the earth faults. One wonders how much it is of the betterment of humanity for this. But all these type of explanations have one thing in common. And that thing in common is that it refutes the belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the omnipotent, controls each and every atom in this universe. And not a leaf falls in this particular universe without the knowledge, without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these, you see, the scientists, those who do not believe in Allah, the atheists, the skeptics, the materialists, the rationalists, they all assert that natural disasters happen all of a sudden. They happen at random. And there is a blind fury behind them which could not be understood. And it just happens at random. And because it happens at random, it can be measured, it can be studied, it can be predicted. But one wonders, when something occurs every 30 seconds, why is it that it has not yet been predicted? Why is it that it has not yet been measured and completely understood? And not that there has been no effort in that particular direction. America, the former Soviet Union, the China, all of these have made efforts to try and predict earthquakes. And each and every little bit of success brings about another failure. One of the most notable events in this particular direction is what happened in China. In 1966, the Chinese government, they launched what was known as the People's War Against Earthquakes. They trained 10,000 people, paid them at 5,000 observation posts throughout the China, throughout the country. They had 100,000 amateur observers who were trained to look at certain signs and according to that signs predict that an earthquake is going to come in a particular region. They had all these things in place. It so happened. In 4th of February 1975, they predicted that a certain place, an earthquake is going to come. They evacuated 3 million people. And it so happened, Allah Ta'ala gives rope at first. The earthquake came at that particular place. When it came, it destroyed 90% of the city in which it came in. But because the people were evacuated, there was no great loss of human life. They announced with great fanfare to the world that we have now been able to predict how an earthquake comes and when it will come. A year after that, in the summer of 1976, they predicted that in the Kuantan province, an earthquake will come. They evacuated people. For 2 months, people stayed in tents. The authorities came back to people and said, we have made a mistake in our prediction, go back to your homes. Then the 28th of July, 1976, in the province of Tenshung, an earthquake measuring 8 on the Richter scale hit that particular region, and without any warning it came. Over 75,000 people lost their lives. This laid to rest once and for all that scientists have the proven formula that they can now predict earthquakes, or they can just at random and without any purpose. But it is our lack of knowledge and understanding that we can say that anything happens without any random or does not have any purpose. As be submission to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do people feel that they would be left alone only by their saying, we have believed in Allah, وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. And they would not be tested. They would not be tried. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. We have tried and tested people in the past. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. We have tried people to see who is the best. We have tried to see who is the best. فَلَيَعْلَمَنْ. To see, Allah Ta'ala says, to know and be aware who is true in his iman and who is false in his iman. And when a person perseveres upon those difficulties at particular time, and after persevering upon those difficulties, Allah Ta'ala grants him an elevated status. Allah Ta'ala grants him tremendous rewards. وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. We tried and tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Every time we tried and tested him, فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. He passed through that test with flying colors. And we said, إِنِّي جَعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. We would make you a leader amongst people. This is one reason. Another reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about difficulty is as a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A punishment as a reminder to Allah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for people to come back towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or as a punishment when people willingly exceed the bounds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destroyed entire nations because of their misdoings. The tribe was at Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Saleh, Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam. And sometimes Allah Ta'ala brings about punishment as a reminder to you, that a reminder of the greater punishment if you do not mend and correct your ways. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْعَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ. We sometimes make you taste a minor punishment prior to the major punishment, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, that you might turn back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In many ways, this particular type of punishment is a blessing in disguise. It's a blessing because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you the opportunity to mend your ways while you still have the time. Allah Ta'ala is giving you a chance to correct your ways while you still have a chance. Respected brothers, in today's time, people who are rationalists, materialists, and you and I also, we don't like to hear this particular explanation. We don't like to hear that sometimes difficulty comes as a punishment from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's clear cut. Allah Ta'ala in the 12th surah of the Quran in Surah Hud makes mention in about 6 rukus of 6 different prophets. And after making mention of that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَىٰ. This is how Allah Ta'ala seizes nations, وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ, when they have become oppressive to their own self by disobeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Clear cut, Allah Ta'ala makes mention of it. Scientists don't like to hear this. Rationalists don't like to hear this. You see, previously, when people do not want to change and mend their ways, to find an easy way out, they used to go to pagan religions and superstitious beliefs who used to give them that type of answers. They did not have to change their ways. Today you and I also do the same thing. But instead of going to pagan religions, you and I go to modern science. And modern science is a philosophy which has become a religion unto itself. One of its main creed is, not seeing is not believing. If you haven't seen anything, you cannot believe in it. That is one of its major creeds. You see, they always try to assert something else. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran tells us, the tribe of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam was destroyed by Allah because of sodomy, because of homosexuality. Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. Allah Ta'ala made the whole city go upside down. Allah Ta'ala brought upon them a rain of fire and brimstones because of their doings, because of homosexuality. On a lighter note, if it was in modern day South Africa, then this particular action would have been deemed unconstitutional because it makes difference and discriminates against people because of their sexual preference. It would have been deemed unconstitutional. But Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala destroyed them because this was evil. The scientists assert that no, it wasn't a punishment of Allah, but what happened was that in that region there was bitumen. Bitumen is a highly flammable substance. And after the earthquake, because bitumen was a highly flammable substance, that fire broke out after the earthquake. Always answer questions, you know, answers. They say that Musa alayhi salatu wa salam and Firaun was not destroyed by Allah Ta'ala as a punishment. No, when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam crossed the sea, it was low tide. And when Firaun crossed, it was high tide. This is how they say. Now what if you are to ask them, that who made that area full of bitumen? Who made that bitumen must be a highly flammable substance? Who triggered the earthquake? They have no answers to it. Another assertion which they usually make is that how can you say this is a punishment of Allah because it comes on saints and sinners alike? When punishment comes, you say it's a punishment, then why does it come upon all types of people? There might be good people also upon whom it comes. Sometimes they say it makes no distinction between the believers and the disbelievers. That is true, that there is no difference in the outward manifestation. As we have said, and I will conclude with this, that difficulties come either as a blessing in disguise or as a punishment. It makes no difference in the outward manifestation. But who can say that there is no difference in the consequences? A plague came in the time of the Sahaba, in the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It killed thousands of Sahabas. It killed many thousands of disbelievers. And even up till this day, plagues have come and has taken and claimed the lives of people. But can we say that it's the same consequences? When Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu had little bit of signs of that particular plague coming upon him, what did he say? Because he had heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, a person who comes across this plague and dies, he will die as a shaheed. He used to kiss that boil upon his hand and say, I would not substitute you for anything in this world, because you are going to be the means of my shahadat, my forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can we say that that plague in which he was involved is the same in which evil people are involved in many other plagues? While the outward manifestation might be the same, but the consequences are vastly different. And to conclude, we will say that this earthquake which had happened in Turkey, and it happened in other places of the world, has caused massive loss of human life. And it has caused great amount of tragedy and hardship upon people also. But the greater tragedy would be if we as human beings fail to take lesson from these type of earthquakes. Because the day is going to come that there is going to be an earthquake. Much greater earthquake that is coming today. That particular earthquake on the day of Qiyamah would be destroy the earth forever. And on that day, the people will suffer forever if they fail to take lessons from the smaller earthquakes that are happening in this world today. We would suffer forever if we fail to take lessons from these earthquakes, which are directly come from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala knows the reason and purpose. We have outlined some of the reason and purpose for which it could come. May Allah ta'ala give you a tawfiq of understanding and making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.